Good morning, good evening, and welcome to another episode of Night Talker. This is R.D. Pierce, and I am the Dream Whisperer. Well, I hope that my voice is finding each and every one of you happy, healthy, and a little bit more understanding of your nightlife. What's going on at night when you are fast asleep? What messages are you learning, or what problems are you solving? Well, you know what? This is the 12th podcast that I have done, and I'm extremely excited about that. Wow! Number 12. Should have had a little party here, but oh well. My happiness comes from you learning, or you being able to feel more confident in interpreting and understanding what your subconscious is saying to you. Okay. Last week we went into a series of several dreams and had a little bit of technical problems. I don't know what's going on. So hopefully I won't have any problems on this podcast. I can't. This is my 12th one, so yay! I'm just going to be positive about that. I've got some dreams here. I'm going to go over dreams that talk about something we talked about earlier, about the series of dreams, where you have one, the first one you had, second one you had, the third one you had in one night, and they all are basically trying to solve the same problem, and usually the last one is your best solution. So I'm going to go over one that has many different levels to it again, just so you'll get used to looking at those types of dreams, or looking at the series of dreams and being able to understand and solve those. I'm going to go over a dream that was in a series, but it's a dream that I had. It was in a series, but I just couldn't remember the ones that came before it. So what happens there? And I truly believe if you remember parts of your dream, just start writing them down. And you only have parts throughout the day, I believe other parts will come back to you. It's happened to me. You can always ask God to show you your dream, help you understand what it means, and just bring it back to your remembrance. Okay. And if you only had the last part of your dream, that's fine, because we can look at that and, hey, see the best solution and not worry about the other two. The other type of dream, I'm going to start talking a little bit more about the background knowledge. So that's fascinating to me, the background knowledge. But I'm going to go into more about background knowledge. And looking at, I have a series of dreams I wanted to show you. Oh, and one really cool one that I like how my mind did the time in this dream. It's almost like time speeded up. That one, I named it, it's called The Entertainer, and I will do that one last. I'm going to give you one that I dreamt. It was called The Gift, and before that, I'm going to do the series of dreams. Okay, so sit back, just have a good listen, and we'll see if you're able to figure out the dreams that while I interpret them. Okay. Also, before we go into our first dreams, I was on YouTube a couple weeks ago, and I saw a message from the chief, who had a dream about the president, and he had called out to anyone and everyone, if they could interpret this dream that he had about the president. Well, I gave an interpretation, and it's there on his website, or his YouTube little video, if you will. So just take a look at that. I was going to talk about that tonight, but I don't think we're going to have time. Usually I'm always talking and it goes over. It seems like three dreams is my limit. Maybe I will try to condense this a little bit more. Let me know what you think. If you like me spending so much time on each dream, or would you rather me just condense it and keep it moving, keep it fresh? Okay, just drop me a line at rocketmail at night_talker@rocketmail.com. I'm gonna give you that web address a little bit later at the end of the show. So let me go into the series of dreams, and I'm going to be back in just a moment. Okay, welcome back. The dream that I'm going to interpret now, I have named Bikini Party. Okay, in the past, when I have interpreted a series of dreams, it seems like the dreams have had distinct stops and starts, whereas in reference to them having changed characters in the dream and even changed themes. Now this dream is a series of dreams, but the main dreamer is the same person in each dream. And the only way you can tell that it changes is there's just a slight change of venue, of area or scenery, excuse me. Okay, I'm going to read the dream to you, and then we're going to talk about some of the symbols and colors, if some, and then I'll tell you the dreamer's connection, or where they felt the same feelings, the dream feelings in their waking life. And then we're going to do some solutions. Okay, here we go. I was at the party with a bunch of other girls. They were sitting and talking to guys on the beach. The guys ran away and felt awkward or ogled. I went into someone's house quickly for something. It was my living room, and a bank called me on the phone to talk about higher percentage rates. I did not want to talk, but the 5% sounded good. I went to sit on the love seat with my mom and saw a snake on the carpet. I told the bank salesman to call me back because of the snake. He sounded worried, but I did not hang up. I went to my brother's room and shouted out the window to my dad to come get a snake. A tall guy looks back at me, and then another guy starts to come. The guys could not understand me. When I go back to the living room, I hang up with the bank man and see my aunt sitting on the couch. The snake stands up in front of her. I start screaming, but she is very calm. A little girl grabs the snake, but the head is moving. She comes near me to go out the door, and the head almost gets me. She laughs about holding it wrong, and then the snake's head explodes. I go outside to the party and walk around with my best friend. This guy hits on me, and I ask my friend if he's a good guy. And she says no, he really likes this other girl. The scene changes as I look over and see the guy that I really like, and he is helping a girl who's drunk into a Jeep. Okay, so there were three different parts of that dream. The first part was the dreamer was on the beach with a bunch of other girls, and they were harassing some guys. Second part, the dreamer's in the house. As you see, it changed to the dreamer's house. And there's snakes in there and other things, relatives and other things going on. And the last part, the last dream, occurs when the dreamer is outside with her friend. Alright, so let's look at the first dream. I was at the party with a bunch of other girls. The main feeling that the dreamer has in that part was one of being bothered, one of being annoyed, of running away and leaving. Flight. Okay. So the second part to that, where where the colors come in, there were no colors that stood out to the dreamer. In connection to waking life, sometimes the dreamer feels as though she is running away from her problems, feeling awkward when she has to solve problems that are difficult. She runs away. Okay, let's go into the second dream, where the dreamer is talking on the phone with a salesman, a bank salesman. There's two big symbols in this dream. The 5% interest that sounded good to her. I went to several different websites and I looked up the number 5. Now, if 5 could mean 5 days, it could mean 5 months. I have gotten into the habit of looking up the actual meaning, the Christian meaning of 5, of numbers, and then also going back and talking to the dreamer to see if there is something, what fits. Does 5 weeks fit? 5 minutes fit? What fits? Because that's ultimately what you're going to look at when you're solving any dream. What fits with you? What gels in your life? What resonates? Okay. So 5 means, two sites said, one said 5 means grace, responsibility, life force. Okay, and what seems to go well here is responsibility. The second symbol we have is of a snake. Snakes mean enemies or situations that are treacherous friends, treacherous enemies. Okay, so in this dream, there were no colors that stood out to the girl, but she did say to the dreamer, but the dreamer does have a connection again with waking life, which is the annoyance of the banker on the phone. The dreamer had the choice of hanging up and saying, oh, sorry, this is you're causing me a problem. You're annoying me, you're distracting me. The dreamer could have hung up the phone, but the dreamer chose not to. The dreamer chose to keep the salesman on the phone, even when a bigger problem sprung up, the enemy, even though the enemy was there. That's when the dreamer decided, okay, I'm gonna let that person go. And what's interesting is that the innocence, the childlike part of the personality comes in to the home, and it takes the snake, the problem, the enemy, by the hand, that situation by the hand. The head's still moving around. It still looks like it's going to be hard. The dreamer's screaming, oh no, look at this. But the other parts of her, because I believe the other parts of the people in the dream are just other parts of you. And in that house scene, those were parts of the dreamer. So the dreamer's aunt, whatever the aunt stands for, maybe a motherly type figure, she's sitting there and she has not moved. She's calm. The only person getting upset is the actual dreamer, and she's screaming. Well, the childlike person, innocence, personality comes in, grabs the snake by the head. Head's still moving around, but that's not a problem to the innocence, to the childlike personality. She laughs about it. She says, oh yeah, I know, I always do this like this. And the person doesn't even have to go outside. It just explodes. The problem explodes. So that's a good part of the dream, letting the dreamer know, you know how to handle this. You know how to handle the problems. Just continue to do what you're doing. Don't get upset. Don't freak out about things. It's going to be all right. Now, the dreamer talks about perhaps sometimes she stays in situations, annoying situations, longer than she should. Sometimes she has to have a brick fall on her head or something outrageous happen to wake her up, to let her know, oh, you know what, maybe I should just cut ties with this person, cut ties with this whole situation, and move on. Okay, so that was the connection to the waking life. The last part of the dream was the dreamer goes outside. She's still at the party, still at the little bikini party, and the guy hits on her. The friend, another part of her, says, hey, this isn't a good guy, doesn't really fit with you, doesn't like you. And the dreamer sees her desire with someone else. And there's some background knowledge there where the dreamer sees the guy that she likes with another person, and she knows, oh, he's with her, but he's helping her in the Jeep because she's drunk. There's no fit there. It's a disconnect, and she wakes up. The dreamer wakes up at that point. So the main feeling was another part of there's a problem going on. There's annoyance a little bit. Does she fit in awkwardness? Does she fit in this situation? She's looking for a situation where she could fit in. The friend says, no, that's not it. There's no fit there. It's the wrong person or situation for you. She turns, she sees where she wants to be. But at that time, something else is going on, and she stopped. She makes no movement, and she wakes up. So the connection to waking life would be the uncertainty. Sometimes she gets into situations and she will go for the easy way out. This person likes me, they're hitting on me, or this job seems wonderful for me, I'm more than qualified. And it may not be what she really wants, but she'll just go with the flow. She goes with the flow. Okay. So when looking at all three of those dreams, all three portions of the dreams, you can see there is an overall theme of annoyance, frustrating, being awkward. Ooh, do I fit in here? Okay. And I said that the dream is telling the dreamer that in the past, when she would avoid problems, she would just run away. She avoided problems. So dream one, she ran away. The guys ran away. They didn't want anything to do with it. It was a problem. The girls were messing with them. They ran away. Didn't step up to the plate and say, hey, what are you doing? Just avoided the problem. The second one, just stay in the situation, even if you know it's not a good situation. Hey, might as well just stay in. And then get upset about things that are going on in your life. When you're in a place or in a situation where you shouldn't be, or when you know that it's not a good situation for you, it seems like a lot of other things start to come go wrong in your life. And that could be stress in your body, usually the living room of a house, where I don't know if I said that to you, that this happened in the living room when the girl came back into the house. The living room is usually the formal room, the room where everyone comes in, the first room that you come in when you come into a house, the living room, where you're greeted, where you first know what this person is about. That's the living room. So that's where she is. She's there. New relationship starts there. When you go into a new work situation, that's the first offense. That's what you show, your living room. You show, hey, this is me. This is the intro to me. This is who I am. So in the dream, the enemy, the snake, was in her living room. The phone that she answered was in her living room. Okay, I think you have that down. Let's see. The dreams seem to tell her, face your problems. The last one, the best solution. She sees what she wants. She she's the uncertainty that she's facing with the other situation where there's no fit, that is taking her focus away from where she should go. She needs to step out and go for what she wants. So when you wake up from that dream, hopefully you will have plans, or she had plans to start whatever she's waiting for, whatever situation, the best fit. She needs to go out and say, hey, this is what I'm going to do. This is where I belong. All right, that was a very interesting dream. Wonderful little symbols in there. And I think that's a big fit for her. Okay, let's go on to the next dream, which is, I believe I said I was going to do the gifts one next. Okay, I call this one gifts, and let me just read it to you. It's a very short dream. It says, I was shopping for gifts. I looked at the small chocolate packages for a dollar, and then I looked at just getting a card for a dollar. The background thought was the chocolate gift would seem more appealing and would make the recipients think that I liked them more than I actually did. I decided to get cards, and I left off the friends who were not real friends. You left those friends off the shopping list. Okay, so I think you all can pretty much guess this one. It is really a short one, and it was the last one of a series. The only one I remembered when I woke up. The main feeling in this was fear, indecision. What should I do? Should I get the gifts of chocolate, or should I get just the card? So, in waking life, I have been trying to make some decisions, and there's a lot of uncertainty. I'm thinking, oh, should I do this or should I do that? That's the feeling that I can tie to my waking life. And some of the symbols in that dream, I had found some wonderful, wonderful websites for Christian dream interpretation that I hadn't seen before. So let me tell you what card means. Truth, honesty, putting your cards on the table. Now, even though the card that the dreamer was shopping for was not some playing cards, it was a Hallmark card. So, but that fits, truth and honesty. And a gift, the symbol of gift is the person. I would say the person's gifts, the essence of a person. No colors really stood out, but the solution for that dream was, when giving gifts of yourself, when giving yourself to any situation, should you just try to be sweet and overdo the fake feelings, or should you have truth and honesty? Should you get the card? Should you lay your cards on the table? Should you be truthful and honest in situations? The sugary version of someone's self is not real. It's not, because you want the people in the dream to like you. That doesn't make it honest. You're not laying your cards out. So this dream is telling the dreamer, the best actions are to let the fake friends go. Take them off the list. If you have people in your life that you're trying to impress by not being yourself, hey, are they really friends? Can you really call them friends, or can you just call them acquaintances? Which I think they aren't friends. All right, so that's a cute little dream, and I like that one. And I'm going to be back in just a second with our last dream, which was a very sweet dream. It's called The Entertainer. Hold on. Okay, everybody, I'm back. Had to get a little root beer. My voice was going a little bit. Okay, I'm going to read this dream to you. This is a like I said, this dream is my dream, and I absolutely love this one. It's called The Entertainer. I was, I'll tell you what I was doing. I can't remember right now what the main reason. Sometimes when I'm dreaming, I like to say, well, Lord, show me what I should do in this situation. Give me some advice on this. So sometimes I ask for a problem to be solved, and I believe this one had to do with the best project, my next project that I want to do. Okay, it's called The Entertainer. I was listening to the radio and trying to find a certain song. I was suddenly in a tan-colored room with somber tones and was watching a man who looked like a younger version of David Bowie. The man was directing a girl holding on to bands that would lift her up. She was on a rounded stage and she's surrounded by photographers, but the photographers were unseen. The man wanted her to spin, but she did not quite do it the way he wanted her to, so he would get frustrated with her. He would stop the sessions, her dance sessions. He'd say, no, even though she was doing it right to everybody else, he didn't think she was doing it right. So he'd stop the session, and everyone would have gone home. It would come back to the studio, but you didn't see that in my dream. You'd only see his clothes change. So that's how you knew the day had changed. Okay. The girl was very lively the next day, and he was so upset. So she came out of the harness she was in, and she started doing little tendus, ballet tendus, across the floor. And she was in a beautiful blue ballet costume, this little beautiful tutu, royal blue. So she's doing the tendus across the floor, and the photographers, which you still can't see, they just go wild. They're like clapping, and the director looks at her, and he smiles, and she's just so lively and happy, and she starts to follow him around the rounded circle. And she's really close on him, and he's like, what? And she pushes him, and then he just smiles, and she comes back. And she looked Eastern European, and she's just really happy. So that was the end of the dream. The dream's main feelings were ones of frustration on the director's part because the girl isn't doing what he said he wanted her to do. She's not following directions, even though everyone else says, wow, she looks like she's doing it. And then there was fun. There was life. The dancer was, when she came out of her harness, she was jovial. Now, I can tie this into ballet, which I absolutely love. And I had my first recital. I've been dancing for less than 10 months, and had my first recital. Wonderful, 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 wonderful time. I think that, of course, I'm the director and I'm the lady dancing. I think that as a director, when I'm directing myself, I'm really hard on myself. I'm telling myself, you've got to do it like this, you got to do it like this. And it doesn't look right to me. I'm frustrated with myself. Then I come out of the harness. When I come out of the harness of, I believe that harness represents being stifled, being unable to move, being pressures that I'm putting on myself. When I come out of that, I start to do my tendus. I'm happy, I'm lively. And get this, blue means life, trust, opening up, and expression. So I come out of the harness and I have hope. I'm good health, grace. It also means heavenly grace. So I've got grace and I'm moving around and I'm happy. I believe that this dream is telling me that I should continue to dance. and that I know the steps and the routines. And when I'm my own director, maybe I shouldn't take myself so seriously and stop the flow, the graceful flow of the music, of the dance. I need to just keep practicing, keep going. So that was my favorite dream, recent dream that I wanted to share with you. We are at the end of our time. Time passes by very quickly. So I hope that you were learning, and I hope that you were interpreting, and I hope that you are understanding your night talk. Remember, as always, keep dreaming, and you can contact me at night_talker, T-A-L-K-E-R, at rocketmail.com. Keep those dreams coming in, and I look forward to maybe interpreting your dream. Good night, everyone.